Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
kinda crazy for what I've done to you. I hope you understand that my heart is true. Mistakes I made them, but I'm making change for you. Have I learned is your question, and my answer I have. But if you're expecting perfection, then we're not gonna last. This is not an excuse, I'm just telling the truth. Baby, I'm so sorry for hurting you. Oh, I'm ashamed of me.
Shame on me.
Wish I'd never done you wrong.
Shame on me.
Every night
Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emily 2K. Another blessed Monday. Here, man. Rise and shine. You know, time to make the donuts. Need to be up on the grizzle. Salute to everybody that's on deck, that's following me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the social networks. I appreciate you. I do this show for you guys, you know, for the audience that constantly wants motivation and wants to hear positive music, that wants to hear music with content, and, you know, every now and then wants to listen to some type of motivation or some jewel or something. And I'm always excited to be able to bring that to you, you know, because sometimes, you know, I'm a freestyle person. Like, I'm off the top of my dome. No, I'm not a rapper. but I'm a person that, you know, that thinks on the spot. So sometimes I may plan to want to discuss something and totally something different ends up coming out, whether somebody initiates it when they call in, or is it something that I see while I'm, you know, I'm doing the show and still surfing the internet. And I may see something that, like, okay, boom, this is what I want to talk about. So, you know, it's kind of spontaneous. When I see it, I want to talk about it. And, pardon me, I talk about things that you know, my fans and my friends inbox me and tell me, you know, and they start a topic, and that's what we discuss. So today what I want to talk about is love. And how we use that to change the world, how we use it to change our lives or our world. Because when we say change the world, we not necessarily mean, you know, the whole United States and the other side of the world. But our world consists of the people that we touch, the people that are around us, you know, that becomes our world. So our children, you know, our loved ones. Anybody that we come in contact with, anybody that looks to us, and when I say us, I mean, you know, you as an individual, anybody that looks to you as a role model or just as guidance, you know, the way to move your world is through love, you know, is through showing love, is through giving love, is through identifying what really love means. You know, love means a lot of things to a lot of people. So you have to understand the concept and the meaning of it to be able to give it naturally, you know. So it all starts with us. It starts with you as an individual, you know, the self-love, learning how to love yourself. Because if you have no love for self, then it's impossible to love anyone else, you know. So today, start by loving yourself a little bit more, respecting yourself a little bit more, wanting more for yourself, and, you know, setting that goal just a bit higher today, just a little bit higher, you know. You want to be realistic with your goals, because otherwise then you don't see as you can obtain them. So if you set the bar just a little bit higher than what you initially thought, then, you know, you're pushing yourself just for greatness. And I see greatness in a lot of people. Just a shame that a lot of people don't see greatness in themselves. But, you know, I keep praying. I keep praying. They say prayer changes things and changes people. So I'll continue to pray. Be back.
She's not a lover, she's just a friend.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Duquesne. Yet another blessed Monday, man. I'm blessed to be here. I'm blessed to love and be loved, man. It's all about love. It's all about how you implement love in your life and how you change your world with love. And when I say your world, you know, I don't mean the world in its entirety, but I mean your world, the people that you come in contact with, those that you affect, your children, your neighbors, your community, you know, that's your world, those people that you're around day to day, or even your Facebook, you know, friends, part of your world. So how you impact people with love is showing them what love looks like. You know, it's interjecting some love in their lives, you know. But in order to do that, you have to know what love is and understand it and feel it, you know. And, you know, unfortunately, there's not a lot of people. I mean, there's people that just don't love themselves enough to be able to love other people, you know. And it's not to say that they're wrong. It's just to say that they don't know what it looks like, or they've never felt it, never experienced. And, yeah, I guess to a certain degree it's a sad thing. But to a certain degree, too, if you don't experience love, I guess you can never get hurt. And maybe that's the mentality, you know, of certain people. If you don't love, then you don't get hurt. But and then if you don't love and you don't get hurt, you don't even know you're alive, right? Wow. So, I mean, either way, I guess, either way how you see it, it's still a sad thing for somebody not to experience that. But when you truly love yourself and you have a greater understanding for what love really means, you can be able to share that, you know. You can be able to keep going and feed your world, you know. So imagine, just take a moment and imagine if everyone was to do that in their own world, right, around their own people, in their own community. What a difference that would make. It would make a big, big difference in people's lives. So just next time when you're thinking about, you know, even posting negative stuff on social networks and all that, consider posting something positive. Consider motivating somebody as opposed to bringing them down, destroying them, or making fun of them. So, I mean, let's just try it. Even if it's just on Mondays, man. Motivational Mondays, you know. I want to challenge you guys to motivate somebody today. Call them, text them, send them, you know, an emoji, a smiling emoji or a laughing emoji or just a little heart, just to let them know. Because you never know what people are going through, really. I mean, you never, never know what people are going through. You know, people always ask me, you know, or rather tell me, you know, you post a lot of stuff and I'm on social media a lot. I'm on social media, I'm not posting just at random. You know, the stuff that I post has meaning for those that it's supposed to go to. So I have different type of people going through different type of things, so I'm going to be posting different type of stuff, you know, because not one thing is for everybody. And these are people that I'm in contact with, that I call, that call me, that are my friends, that inbox me like I'm hurting, I'm going through this, I'm going through that. And so my way to be able to heal my world, which is the people I'm in contact with, is through posts, is through music, is through my radio shows, whatever platform I'm able to get. However I can to reach the masses, then that's what I'm going to do. That is my calling. I already know what my calling has been in this life. You know, I'm fortunate, I'm blessed to have been able to discover that. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to be able to know what you bring to the table. You know, it's just a beautiful thing. Shout out to all those that celebrated a birthday the month of July. The month of July was popping for me, and the month of August is going to be as well. So shout out to all those that are about to celebrate a birthday, that their birthday is today, an anniversary, whatever it is you're celebrating, celebrate it with a lot of love. A lot of love, a lot of peace, you know. I send that definitely your way. It all starts with us and the power that we have to change our world, all right? Let's not forget that.
Baby, I still need you.
You're listening to LushRadioOnline.com with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Make sure you follow us on all the social networks. Follow us Facebook, on the Twitter, on the Instagram. We're Googleable. Somos Googleable. Go to Google and type in Emma E2K. Type in E2K Worldwide LLC. Type in Lush Radio Online. Follow us, follow us, we'll follow you. Stay in tune with what we're doing. We do a lot of community stuff, a lot of giving back, a lot of helping other people. You know, we are the people's voice on LushRadioOnline.com. So we appreciate you following us and tuning in. Big salute to all those that have been supporting us for the last 6-7 years. It's been an amazing, amazing journey, an amazing, amazing ride to be able to have this platform and share it with you guys and share everything that we do. So something else that I was inboxed the other day, right, on my Facebook. Someone asked me, I have this thing, I'm always posting a lot of stuff and different posts are for different people. There's a particular post that I do every night that is called Good Night, My Future King. And I started writing that because I started posting those posts, if not to anyone in particular, although there's been a lot of kings out there that inbox me and say and they feel that I was posting it directly to them. But there's not a particular person that I'm sending it to or I'm directing it to. It's just the feeling that I have that I know that God is still either building, constructing, or, hopefully you're not just being born, but, it's working with my future king, whatever man that's going to step into my life, that's going to be my partner in life, I know God is working with him, and when God is finished and has him properly polished, then my king will step into my life, and knowing that, I am on my own journey to prepare myself, so when my future king steps in my life, I can be that queen for him. So I'm not just, so I put it out there just as a reminder to myself that he's out there. And these are the things that I want to tell him, like right now. These are the things that I'm feeling, and these are the things that I want him to know. And in the interim of that, when my kings, my brothers out there, read it, and it resonates with them, then it's a good thing because that means that they too are in that journey, of finding their queen. So if I can be able to post something that they can take, that can give them hope, that can show them that there is still love out there, then maybe they'll want to do some soul searching and some self-loving and prepare themselves for that future queen that will come into their lives, right? So the reason, so that's the reason why I post, good night to my future king. I say good night to him, just as a mere thought that I know he's out there and God is definitely working with him and polishing him up really nicely for me. So I patiently wait. Listen, trust me, people, I'm far from being lonely, okay? So it's not a thing that I'm lonely and I'm desperate. Lord knows I'm not. I just want to keep it in prayer to have the proper one, you know? As you mature, as you get in, you know, get older and you are on a certain plateau in your life, you just want to have peace and order, you know? And you want the person that you're with to kind of be on the same page with it, you know? To all that bouncing and running around, that it's out their system already. Because not to say I don't love to go out and enjoy myself, but it's not something I do every day or every weekend. So the person with me, you know, kind of has to be on that same page. Not retiring, because I'm far from retired, but, you know, all that extra stuff that can open the doors to trouble and, you know, sacrifice everything I've worked for, not. I'd rather be alone. And, you know, and I eat at my table. I have a very big table with lots of food on it. And I need a king that's going to come and provide other things. Like, what are you bringing to this table? What are you bringing to this festivity, you know? Because I'm not just going to have a big table with food and you're just going to sit and eat. All right? So, ladies, you know, you have to demand a little more to get a little more. So with that being said, I want to read something real quick to whoever this is going out to. You know, like I said, I read stuff, I post stuff, and it's always at the right time for that right person. So I'm praying at this moment for all those looking for spiritual healing at this moment. Change comes by willingness or by force. Embrace the blessings that are coming in your life, but receive it with a humble heart. Lord, cover them, guide them, open their eyes so they may see the truth and welcome positive change in their lives. I already know the beauty in your promises, and I want to share that peace and send out that virtual hug to you listening right now. So continue to walk in faith and hold on. Just one more day. Just hold on, okay?
Tell all the boys no, makes you feel good, yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. Built your wall so high that no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let beneath your beautiful night. You let all the girls go, makes you feel good, don't it? Thank you.
you're beautiful, but let me see beneath your perfect. Take it off now, girl, take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside what you let me see beneath your beautiful.
Everybody's coming to the table. That's one thing that I can be optimistic about. Pain is what creates my music. I'm useless when I'm happy. So pain is what my motivator. Frustration, anger, confusion, loneliness. So I think with what you're talking about, with the world being chaotic, which it is, all this chaos is what's bringing us all together, bringing the three of us into one room.
No one wants you when you lose.
tried hard to settle down for every job. So many men, so many men, no one needs.
Don't give up, 'cause you have friends. Don't give up, you're not the only one. Don't give up, no reason to be ashamed. Don't give up, you still have us. Don't give up now.
Like a big merry-go-round, you're up and then down, going in circles trying to get to where you are. Everybody's been counting you out, but where are they now? Sitting in the same old place, just faces in the crowd. We make mistakes, you might fall on your face, but you gotta get up.
I'd rather stand tall.
We all make mistakes, you might fall.
Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday, man. Before I play the last song of my set, on my playlist, I just want to remind everybody that, you know, conquer the world, man. Conquer the day. You know, sometimes people got to go moment to moment and hour to hour. So wherever you're at, whatever level is that you're at in your life, conquer it. Conquer that minute. Conquer that hour. Conquer the day. Conquer the week, the month, the year, whatever it is. Because you guys have the strength. You know, you have it. You just have to tap into it sometimes. You know, sometimes we forget how strong we are. We forget how powerful we are and how beautiful we are. So if no one is telling you today, I love you, you are beautiful, and you can conquer the world, you know. You have to first believe. Believe in yourself, and everything else shall follow. Keep your head up. Blessings to everybody.
I just wish we all understood the beauty of music.
Thank you.